Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm the one and only Matt Big Stats Frankel. Our co-host will be with us momentarily. He's a little held up right now, but he'll be with us momentarily. But we have an amazing show for you today. We're going to take a look back at some of the best interviews and shows that we've done so far. Here at Big Stats Idle Hour, we've tried to keep the show fun, interesting, give chance to promote amazing artists, but like I said, have a really fun show that's always filled with all sorts of stuff for you guys. Mix in a little comedy every now and then with the shows like us having all those mishaps with the Jason Artola takeovers, to all sorts of stuff. One of our early favorites was an interview we did with a rapper by the name of Trey. Take a listen for yourself. Some of you guys have caught on to this show later, and this is one of our earlier interviews. Really get a chance to listen and enjoy. Here you go. This is the Trey episode of Big Stats Idle Hour, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Idle Hour, here on Blog Talk Radio. With me, as always, is my co-host, Mr. Jason Artola.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jason Artola representing here for Big Stats Idle Hour. We got a packed show for you today, so listen up, and we got some cool things coming up for you.
We got an interview coming up from an exciting West Coast artist named Trey. He's coming in soon. We're going to give you a preview of some of his music right now for you. Here we go with Believe.
Just believe.
Slept on and doubted, dreams of a full crowd, my name being shouted, on this long road to success, can't fail, but I struggle on a few tests, I got a lot riding on this, the streets that I walk, niggas dying on this, like it's a battlefield, familiar faces being killed, I'm just a young nigga with hope, influenced by niggas.
Hello, we got a caller from the 267. Come in, caller. Introduce yourself.
Big Stats, you there?
Yeah.
Big fan, buddy, big fan. Hey, when do you want to be on TV again?
When am I going to be on TV again?
Yeah.
Good question. We're looking into the rules about X Factor. Unfortunately, I'm ineligible on both American Idol and The Voice because they work with Universal Music. I recently obtained a job as a A&R for Universal Music, so I'm ineligible to audition for both American Idol and The Voice because they both distribute through Universal Music.
No, probably because you're too good.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Big fan, buddy. Keep up the good work. Hey, so are you going to try out for X Factor?
Definitely considering trying out for X Factor.
Okay. What's next on the show?
Well, we have a caller also from the 267. Come in, caller.
267, that's me.
Okay, introduce yourself.
Oh, my name is Phil from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Phil. So what's up? You're on
I'm
the
right,
air
buddy.
With Matt Big Seth Franco and Jason Artola.
How's everyone doing?
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
We're doing good. We're doing good.
What's
yeah,
up, man? Tell us about yourself, man. What's up?
Oh, not much.
Live on the air.
Big fan of Big Stats, and just calling to see how he's doing.
All right, and we also got a caller from the 909. Come in, caller. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, that's me, it's your boy Trey.
Hey, Trey, the man of the hour. Alright.
What's up?
So, I'm going to play this track, Believe, in a second. But tell me a bit about it. Me and my co-host were wondering about this track, Believe.
Man, that track, Believe, like, I was working on a lot of music at that time, and I felt like none of it was reaching that quality I wanted. Then I heard that beat, the hook was already on it, and I just started writing in the studio, wrote this track in the studio, and laid it down all the same night, and it just came out perfect. All the shoot the video, did all that.
Mhm. All right.
Yeah,
so here it is. This is the track, Believe.
Just believe.
Hello?
Slept on and doubted, dreams of a full crowd, my name being shouted, on this long road to success, can't fail, but I struggle on a few tests, I got a lot riding on this, the streets that I walk, niggas dying on this, like it's a battlefield, familiar faces being killed, I'm just a young nigga with hope, influenced by niggas that's so dope, you can hear it in my music, so listen closely, when you do it. Words paint a perfect picture. Take it to the hood like single cigarettes and more liquor. On my pot shit, strictly for my niggas. On the grind, trying to multiply the figures. Gotta have faith and believe. And one day we can achieve. Ha, can achieve.
Believe what you feel, not what you read. Believe in.
I'm the West Coast Nas with a little Rakim. Put me in your top 10. Fuck that. Top 5. Dead or alive. Young nigga poppin' from the E. Get it poppin' like we poppin' E. Lace with gang. We ain't look the same. I attend a school with future killers. Beginner dope dealers. Class full of lost souls. Any real nigga getting money with my eye though. Gotta have it before I'm sitting in the casket. Thoughts of a young nigga. Low on the funds, nigga. Got me rhyming on another level. Digging deep without a shovel. Brain like a gold mine. Filled with dope lines. Question myself, can I make it? A chance, I'ma take it. Gotta have faith and believe. And one day, we can achieve.
Gentlemen, that was Trey with Believe. Where you at, Trey? Trey, you still on the air?
Hello?
Hello?
Trey?
Hello? Hello?
Okay, caller from the 909, come in.
Yeah.
Coming in.
Introduce yourself.
Hello?
Hey.
Yep.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, this Trey.
Alright, hey Trey, we thought we lost you for a second there. Alright, our co-host has a question for you.
All right, go
How's
ahead.
How's it going, Trey?
Going good.
Hey, Trey,
going
I gotta
good.
Ask you, man. I gotta say, man, that song is really awesome, and love the lyrics and your delivery with your raps and the beautiful voice in the back by the young lady. Can you tell us her name, by the way?
The young lady. I think I purchased the beat. It came with the hook with the young lady on it.
All right.
When I purchased the beat.
Alright, what inspired this track, man? It's a really good track for me.
Man, the hunger of just trying to be better and get into the game, that's what inspired the track, because at the time I was going through a phase, I'll make music and I'll go back and listen to it and wasn't feeling it no more. So it was like,
I know,
it was just the hunger that brought that song out.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a little, you know, tough to be in this game, man. What keeps you motivated to keep going, man, and shooting for that, you know, that top spot?
Man, it's the love that the people show me, man. Every time you hear, like, your song's dope or I like your verse or something, that's what keeps me motivated, this the reaction from the people. That, you know, somebody's listening.
I hear that. Got anything new coming out, man? Anything you want to, like, tell us working on projects?
Yeah, actually, I'm working on a mixtape right now, Grind Time, The Movement. That's my entertainment group, Grind Time Entertainment. Working on a compilation mixtape right now. Believe, the track Believe will be featured on that, and a few other tracks. There'll be some more videos coming out on YouTube, so look out for that. All
right, nice. We'll be looking out for that. Looking forward to hearing that, and yeah, make sure to come back over here on the show, and we could show your music and everything, man. All right?
All right, no problem.
All right. And now, tell us about this track, Somebody Love You.
Oh, man. What inspired that track was my little sister was pregnant at 16, and it kind of, like, really hit home. And the producer I was on to kept playing that beat. Like, every time I go in and show me that beat, and I kept telling him, I'm going to get that beat. And I just finally bought it and went home, wrote the track, and came back and laid it down.
Yeah, I know how that is. I'm a musician as well, and sometimes you just hear that beat and you feel it in your gut. That beat is yours. Anyways,
yeah, that's
without
awesome.
Any further ado, here is Somebody Love You.
Go ahead.
Hello, hey, what's up, man? Are you going to be joining us this Saturday for the showcase, man?
Oh, man, I'd love to, man, but I got told the information so last minute that I already have plans. I'll be out in that area, but I already have plans to go check out something else out there.
All right.
So the TV
informed
on the next one.
Definitely, and we also have a compilation album that we're doing for the radio station, and we would love to invite you to come on to it. We'll send you information, see if it's something that you'd be interested in doing.
Okay, cool, yeah, most def.
Alright. Now tell us about this song, Go-Getter.
Go-Getter, man, I wrote this song about over a year ago, and it was just a motivational track, and, you know, just a motivational feel-good track, you know, about just going out there and getting it, you know?
All right. And, hold on, I think we have another caller that just joined us from the 903. Introduce yourself.
Yes, Guy Wheeler, Guy Squad, 903-214-7713. We operate in all those areas. But my name is Lana Wheeler, stage name Guy Wheeler. We got a new CD dropping called Guys Among Us. And my we record at the Valley of the Guys Studios. You know, it's the name of our studios where people come record. Let me check out our music on Reverb Nation, GuysSquadENT.com. They can go on the website, GuysSquadENT.org. And we just pumping music, pushing shows, and doing good music, you know. We doing music with a message, you know. So we got some club songs, and we got some, you know, some ride and slow down songs, you know, like some riding music, you know, just feel good music. That's really what we're trying to push, you know. But we have to jump out there with a hit first to make them listen. You know what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Right.
We'd love to have you for a future interview.
Yes, see, right now we got
from the. We also have a caller from the 214. We lost our caller from the 214. Without further ado,
Could I add one more thing?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say we work with all artists of all genres of music, whether it's rap, whether it's hip hop, whether it's singing, whether it's gospel, whether it's anything. We are the guys among us, you know. Gods among men, return of the gods. So, you know, I just want to let everybody know. And we located in Marshall, Texas, 903 area code. And check us out, man. Everybody been liking it. You know, they put our song Turn Up, one of our hits. They put that on Lil Wayne's mixtape. And they put, we got Master P looking at us right now. So, you know, we kind of hot. You know, we kind of real hot. You know, we got Master P wants to do a single deal with us on a single, on one song hit, you know. So, you know, we can get going it, but she's just now out there like she's supposed to, you know. But I appreciate you accepting the call and everything. Let me talk to y'all. What's y'all name?
This is Big Steps with all me always is my co-host, Mr. Jason Artola. Hey, what's up,
okay.
Jason Artola?
Okay.
And we also have a caller from the, we're going to email, I want you to email me your info at, the email address is bigstatsradio@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's BIGSTATS. radio@gmail.com, and we'll schedule you for a future interview. We also got a caller from the 803. Come in, caller.
Yeah, that's me, Lady Storm from SD. I'm also go by the name Ebony Kane. I couldn't really hear you guys last night when I was on the call. I can hear now.
Can hear you a lot clearer too.
Sorry about that. I'm actually right now working on branding and actually going out for different states to kind of spread the music. But I have a Reverb Nation website. Well, my music is on Reverb Nation under Lady Storm. That's Lady with an I, L-A-D-I, Storm. So you can check out some of my music for Reverb Nation. And I also have one mix CD on that too. It's Warning under Lady Storm. So if anybody wanted to check out any music, you can go to those two websites. And I also have a few videos up. I actually auditioned for the BET Hot 16 I have a video up of that also. I'm basically working on, you know, branding my name and getting more visuals, working on a fan base as of now.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. We'll definitely keep in contact with you and get an interview scheduled. Anyways, this next jam, this is Go Getter by Trey.
Came a long way to seeing better days, cause I'm a go-getter. Yeah, I'm that nigga, getting more cheddar. Things getting better, it's looking good. I do this for the hood. I came a long way to seeing better days, cause I'm a go-getter. Yeah, I'm that nigga, getting more cheddar. Things getting better, it's looking good. I do this for the hood. I be that heavy hitter, lyrical spitter. More hustles than the average. Get down like a savage. Paper chasing in the rain. Trying to solve the hunger pain. I was a young nigga raising hell. Grams on the scale. Stay on the hustle. That J. Damon Russell. Living out my dreams. Started off just chasing cream. Trying to get paid like a Laker. Enjoy the fruits of my labor. Turn my beat up. Pop a bottle, kick my feet up. I spit that fire, they desire. Rick James flow, all for the dough. Got plenty more to get, and that's some real shit. I do this for my niggas in the pen. The one that life came to an end. I represent the struggle. I represent the come up and the hustle. Yeah, the come up and the hustle. I came a long way, we seeing better days, cause I'm a go-getter. Yeah, I'm that nigga, getting more cheddar. Things getting better, it's looking good. I do this for the hood. I came a long way, we seeing better days, cause I'm a go-getter. Yeah, I'm that nigga, getting more cheddar. Things getting better, it's looking good. I do this for the hood. I'm like that rose that grew from concrete, a product of my city street. Trying to make it in America, nothing's fair, but who cares? So every man for himself, trying to reach that top shelf. But there's nothing stepping stools from your feet just to eat. That's a move from the haters, call them motivators. They can never knock me off my focus, I leave them hopeless. Ain't no competition, I spit the truth opposite of a politician. Sticking to the game plan, on my way to a million. Dreams don't pay the bills, but a nigga with ambition will. And that's some real game I was taught. Got me copping cars off the lot. Windows down, music beating. Champion swag can't be defeated, yeah. Champion swag can't be defeated. I came a long way, we seeing better days, cause I'm a go-getter. Yeah, I'm that nigga, getting more cheddar. Things getting better, it's looking good. I do this for the hood. I came a long way, we seeing better days, cause I'm a go-getter. Yeah, I'm that nigga, getting more cheddar. Things getting better, it's looking good. I do this for the hood.
Go ahead.
What made you fall in love with music?
Man, I grew up listening to all kinds of music in the house. So old school rap, and just as a kid, it just grew on me. So now I just, as like when I turned 7 or 8 years old, I knew music is what I wanted to do, and I've been sticking to it since then.
Nice.
Well, I got a question too.
All right, go ahead.
Man, I really don't, you know, just know as far as like how long you've been in the hip hop game, but along the way, I know that you pretty sure that you came across a lot of different venues, a lot of different stuff that you had to do. What made you really? Was it any time or any one of them shows or anything that you was like you didn't want to do, or you felt like, you know what I'm saying, you know, you was going to always go no holds barred, you know, regardless if it was one, you was performing for one or one person, or you was performing for 10,000. Was it ever any point of time, like, before you was doing the show, you was like, man, I really don't want to go out here, man. You know, I don't, you know. Is it a limit? Is it a crowd limit?
Me?
That's a big question.
Yeah. To me, my attitude when it came to shows was always go hard, because you never know who's in that audience. The president of Columbia Records or Def Jam could be in that audience, even if it's only 10 people. Or it could be 100,000. That's all fans. Or you never know. First impression is everything. All
right. Definitely, definitely. We're about to wrap up. Here's our co-host. All right, guys. Thanks. That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us here on Big Stats Pop Hour. I'm your co-host, Casey Nartola. Thank you for listening.
All right. Cool.
Is that it?
Well, that was the episode with Trey. Our co-host is called in right now.
Hello?
Hey, that was a pretty impressive flashback on that Trey interview, don't you think?
I think so. It was pretty classic. By the way, this is Jason Artola for Big Stats Idle Hour, doing a couple of recaps from our best of. How's it going so far, Big Stats?
It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. Like I said earlier, we've tried to make this a really fun show. And, you know, sometimes even when things go wrong, so extremely wrong.
That's true.
They turn out going so right at the same time.
You know what? That's very true. Like, things could go, like, wrong for a minute, but then it just kind of turns into something good or better, even. You know, you never know what might happen. We've had some of those moments, but, you know, we made it happen, and it turned out to be good.
I mean, and for some reason, and I can't help but thinking that it might somehow be a bad luck thing connected to the fact that you were had the 13th episode of Radio MSFP, and the whole thing about 13 being an unlucky number, so you're branded as...
Wait. Oh my god, right? And then, is this show the 13th episode? So, technically?
No,
dang,
but...
Because, okay.
No, this isn't the 13th episode, but I was just thinking, we always, and I know that you have something planned for the net, very special for the next Jason Artola takeover that we've discussed.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we worked out all the kinks, and we should have a pretty smooth show on the next one.
But let's go back and I think that first Jason Artola takeover was hysterical. Why don't we refresh people's memories on that one?
Sounds good, sounds good. Let's play that.
All right.
Block Talk Radio.
Welcome to Block Talk Radio. This is Jason Artola here for the Jason Artola Takeover. We got a special half hour for tonight. Some good music and some good talk, and I got a special guest coming through at any moment's notice. See, say hello, Mr. Rodriguez. Hola. If anybody can figure out who this mystery guest is, we'll get a special prize. Say once again, hello, mystery guest. Hola. We'll be right back after these tunes from... Hola. Hola. Now, back to your host.
Reveal yourself, mystery guest.
It is I, Matt Big Stats Frankel, and now, back to our host. Damn these technical difficulties. Oh, Lord. I guess the next episode will be more prepared as our technical staff is, working on the problem as we speak. And we will continue on with the show at any moment's notice as soon as we get the technical issues all worked out. In the meantime, anybody wants to have a special request, give us a call. Anyone to say hello to our mystery guest or say hello to me, give us a call at 347-989-0718. Once again, that's 347-989-0718. So, yes, we're just getting the kinks worked out here. As soon as we get the stuff uploaded and all worked out, we will continue on with the show, and we have another guest coming through later on if we have enough time to squeeze in this special celebrity guest. Caller, do we have a caller? I see a caller from the 818. Come in, caller. Caller. Hello. Hey, hello? As soon as we get these technical stuff worked out, we'll get that caller right in. So we're just going to get this stuff ready, and we'll get the caller for you. And just a bit in the meantime, Matt has a very interesting story to tell you. So yesterday, I'm on this bus, and all of a sudden, a car swerves in front of the bus, thinking it can freaking cut off a bus. How stupid can they be? Causes a three-car collision, a damaged bike that was on the bike rack. I swing forward. Luckily, there's this divider. I hit my side on the divider. I'm all bruised on my side, but I'm still here, working, and we still got that compilation album coming out.
When is it coming out, Matt?
And it's dropping August 18th.
And you put you on the spot, Mr. American Idol. Well, you got a little freestyle for us here this evening?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Continue on.
This is actually what I took to American Idol. Actually, what I took to X Factor, correct?
Yeah, that was.
Because I had also went to
and we'll get further into that in the 70th episode of Radio MSFP on my YouTube channel, which can be found at MASC4483. That is the where at YouTube I can be found. YouTube.com/MASC4483. You'll find that 70th episode. Now, without further ado, this is the audition piece that I auditioned with for X Factor. Alright, here I go. Raised with learning disabilities, I didn't talk till I was 3. A hip-hop trust actor spoke, you'll label me. Mom's from the dirty south, dad's from back east, and I represent the streets of Cali. Born in Inglewood, raised in Beverly. Living in Hollywood's what you'll see from me. Big stats beat the one in case you forget. My lyrics gonna leave you with no regrets. Big stats be the one in case you forget. My lyrics gonna leave you with no regrets.
Loving it. Did I hear you just say you're Hollywood's wet dream? Did you say that? And I quote, I'm Hollywood's wet dream. Did you just say that, Big Stats?
Well, according to YouTube viewers, I was J-Lo's wet dream when I was in the audition room. You know? They do say... Okay, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? If Simon Cowell was here, he would be getting you guys out. Do not come in here and audition with that. That sounds... What the hell was that?
That's a nice
muscle
throwing home you got there.
The fuck? Okay, that's a weird call we got in. But thank you for commenting on my throwing arms, mister.
Where that came from. You got another caller coming. Let's see here. What do we got on deck now? Let's see. Oh, here, we got a call from the 818. Call from the 818. Come in. Identify yourself. Hello? Caller, come in. You are on here on the Jason Takeover here on Blog Talk Radio here. Representing.
On Blog Talk Radio on Big Stat Title Hour.
Now let's see if we can get this caller to come through in a minute.
And then you should take that caller from the 505 next.
What?
We got some interesting ones today. Hold on.
Guess who?
Okay.
Come on over here, son. You're starting to piss me off, you little piglet son of a bitch. You little piglet son of a bitch.
Who the hell is that? Was that... I'm sorry, we apologize for that.
We apologize. We can't control some of the callers that call in.
Callers in 323, say hello here on Jason Takeover here on Block Talk Radio.
Sorry to leave you so many messages.
Hello? What's your name? Hello? Who is this?
Hello?
Guess who?
I'm sorry, I cannot recognize you. Hello?
Guess who?
I'm sorry, we're going to have to let go of that caller. Getting all these prank calls, we apologize again, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry. Let's see if we can get to that song now. And hold on, I think we got another call there, but while we wait for that, do you have any questions for me?
Well, actually, you know what? Do you have any questions for me? I've been asking all the questions. Nobody's really asked me any questions yet. What you got for me?
What musically is your guiltiest pleasure?
Guiltiest pleasure, huh? Let's see. I'm going to have to say it's allegedly... You know what? I'm going to have to say it was the Backstreet Boys.
I have it on good authority that it was worse than that.
No,
and we'll talk about that tomorrow.
It's good music. No.
Talk about that tomorrow on Big Stat Strikes Back.
No. Please don't make fun of me.
Alright, we got this caller. let's see. Well, we got a lot of callers coming in right now. Hold on. What you looking for now?
Hold on. Just trying to get this audio fixed so we can get these callers through here. And
so my question for you is, I audition for these shows. I know that you do music too. Would you consider auditioning to be on the X Factor?
Hell yeah, I would audition. For sure, on the next coming auditions, I will audition and we'll see what happens and, you know, go from there. Well, let's see, we're going to go way back here and play a little something and see if some of the callers can recognize where this is from. We shall see in a moment. Audio. Any moment, guys, we'll have this audio working for you. Apologize once again for the technical difficulties, but our technical staff didn't prepare the stuff in advance. But once again, we apologize, and we're making some changes and firing some people. And so it's all good. The next show will be a lot better, and we'll see what's up. So don't even worry about it. We'll get the audio fixed as fast as we can before our time is up, and we'll get the show going, even if it's a few minutes late. And here we're playing a special audio clip. See if you guys can guess what classic audio bit from, well, I don't take too much away, but just a step and see if you can guess who or what this is. Well, in the meantime, I think I'm,
I think we should put Mr. Artola on the spot and sing.
There's only one way to soothe my soul. There's only one way to soothe my soul. There's only one way. There's only one way. There's only one way to soothe my soul. There's only one way.
soothe my soul. All right. So my next question, we know that one of Skipper's solo songs is going to be on the compilation. We know my group with Skipper, MSFB Crew, is going to be on the compilation. But is there anyone else around here who might make a special appearance on the Idol Volume 1 compilation?
Well, no, I don't know. I just heard these rumors that some artist by the name of Jason Artola might be, making an appearance. Well, yes, I'm beyond. Is that correct in saying that?
I believe so. The secret spin is out.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Let's see if anybody can guess what this audio clip is from.
All
ready.
Right. Play it.
We're going to try to get some guests on this video radio show. I know that seems sort of an oxymoron there, video radio, but as the show progresses, you...
So where is that from? Let's see if anybody can guess. Can you guess where that's from, Matt?
Where is that from? I wonder.
throw a crack at it. Give it a guess.
Was that Kelly Clarkson's audition for American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson. Where did you get Kelly Clarkson from?
Where's that from? Can you remember?
Alright, I'm going to stop messing around. Much respect to anyone in my Idol family. That was an audio clip from the first ever episode of my popular YouTube show, Radio MSFP. And that can be found by searching youtube.com/MASC4483. You can find me personally on Twitter at Matt Frankel. That's MATTFRANKEL. That's where you can find me on Twitter. But how can they find you on Twitter?
Well, I currently do not have an official Twitter. No, I'm just kidding. I do have a Twitter. You can find me at Jason_A_ARTOLA. And that's that would be my Twitter. Once again, it is Jason_A_ARTOLA. And just hit me up on Twitter and we'll see what's up.
And speaking of Twitter accounts, tomorrow we'll reveal the Twitter account, the new Twitter account for the station. So you'll be able to tweet us. We'll check the Twitter while we're on the air, and you can tweet us questions while we're on the air, and we'll answer them live on the air if you tweet us. So tweet us, and we'll respond to you live on the air.
And anyone, we're going to get this song played in just 7 seconds from now, and we'll get this show on the road.
What song are we going to hear?
Well, just as a favor, considering what the next song you played, it's one of my favorite artists. His name is Cascade. He's on the Ultra Records label. There's many things I could say about the guy, inspiration and whatnot. We'll talk more about him after this song. Is one of my favorite songs from him. It's called Atmosphere. One of his latest releases here is Cascade.
Sigh.
When I was young, I would stand alone with visions of worlds that were all my own. The lights in the sky were that far away. Living in the vastness of outer space.
Apologize for the fake volume here. We'll have the actual audio in for the first off pretty soon.
Give you another live performance here in the studio. We apologize for this sort of phoned-in sound audio, but we're going to give you another live performance. I'm going to treat you guys 100% uncensored to the actual audition that I did for American Idol encore performance. This is exactly what I did. It supposedly got J-Lo's pussy wet. Yes, I'm correct. This is what I'm about to do. Is officially what got J-Lo's pussy wet.
Oh, my God. And we will reveal that after this next track we're going to play real quick while we get about to prepare for that. This is Steve Aoki featuring Paulina. Come with me. ladies and gentlemen, that was a little snippet of Steve Aoki featuring Paulina, track called Come With Me. Now we got a special live in-studio performance from a very special celebrity guest, which you all know who it is. It is Matt Big Stats Frankel here with a special live performance. What you going to do for us, Matt Big Stats Frankel?
I'm going to take you guys back in time. Fully uncensored, the performance as heard on the audition for American Idol. I'm Matt Frankel, a.k.a. Big Stats. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. Jump aboard. It's time for your wheel of fortune. Be fortunate you're fucking with the boss. I ain't Biggie and I ain't Rick Ross. I'm kicking them out, girl. You know what that would cost. What? What? Because her love drop costs a ten. Yeah, that's right. Her love did not cost 1 cent.
Hello.
Hello. Well, that was the Jason Nartola first takeover. We definitely had an interesting episode on that episode, huh?
I remember that. That was a lot of fun doing that episode. A little quirky at times, but, you know, we pulled it off, and it was a good show. Or it turned out to be a good show.
Yeah. Another one that was pretty good do you remember when first time we had, for a full interview, that we had Skippa on the line?
I remember that. Are we going to still do, Skipalicious Fridays happening this Friday for the show?
I believe so. I believe so. We're actually after the Skipalicious interview with Skippa, we are going to play the first ever Skipalicious Friday, where we were interviewing, Daryl Russ and,
Nice. That was a good show.
But I was thinking, before we even do that, since we often refer to Skippa as Miss MSFP, but there was a Miss MSFP even before Skippa was involved with that MSFP, if you
remember. Oh, I remember. Do I have it right? Is it at Pinkberry? Good old Pinkberry?
You mean Pink Fairy.
Or Pink Fairy. My bad. I'm thinking Pinkberry now, because damn.
Pinkberry.
I'm craving Pinkberry then, shoot. But yeah, you know who I'm talking about, good old Emily. How is the girl anyways?
She's doing good.
I heard she got married and everything. It's all good.
Yeah,
so you're gonna play
a tribute episode to her on the 69th episode of Radio MSFP. I'm gonna see if we can get her on the line. I told her that we'd let her plug some of the stuff that she's working on now. So I'm gonna try to get her on the line right now. For a little quickie conversation.
A quickie conversation. All right, man. Do what you gotta do, and we're gonna talk to good old Pink Fairy in a minute. And stay tuned, guys. We're recapping a bunch of the episodes and, you know, talking some more, and give us a call. Matt, what's the call-in number, please? Let the people know what's the number to call in.
If you guys want to call in, you guys can call in at 347-989-0718.
Okay, 347-989, and what's the last four?
0718.
Nice. Hopefully some of you guys can call in and we can talk some more about some of the shows we've been airing so far. If you have any questions for
me, Jason Artola, or our host, Big Stats, Matt Frankel, give us a call at that number.
All right. Is there anything while we call out to her that you wanted to discuss or things that are going on with you that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, well, I've been working on a beat, and hopefully, you know, we can get to collaborate on that, and hopefully you fans can hear this cool track that I'm working on, that I want a Big Stats to do a little to flow on, you know. So hopefully that can come out very, very, very soon. And, you know, I mean, I'm also excited about the compilation CD and see how that does. So,
yeah. All right.
A few things to mention.
Well, the phone line is ringing, so let's see if we get her.
All right.
Hey, y'all. Either I'm doing Operation Go or reading as usual. Just send me a message.
Sounds
thanks.
Her voicemail, but you've heard a little bit of her voicemail now.
Yeah. I guess we'll talk to her on a future episode. If we don't get her on the line later or in a minute, we'll talk some more with the, you know, good old Pink Fairy. Is that correct, Pink Fairy?
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully we can talk to her soon and get to recap and all of the stuff, one of the early MSFP, you know, personnel, so to speak. Amazing artist yourself, as well as you are, Matt, and hopefully we can all get to collaborate on a, you know, soon.
Yeah, anyways, here we go with this Skipalicious interview. This is the first full interview of Skippa.
Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the time.
Fuck all of yellow, if you don't like my flavor. Fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of yellow, if you don't like my flavor. Little bitch, you just want to step to me. Little bitch, you never an MTV. Little bitch, you can handle me. Little bitch, you fake it to fake B. Little bitch, you want to step to me. Little bitch, you never an MTV. Little bitch, you don't handle me. Little bitch, you fake it to fake B. You think I'm a clone of you? I've been doing this since I was two. You have 6 CDs. You have more than 6 STDs. And yes, little bitch, I fucked your girl. Fucked your pants and ate out a squirrel. I bet little bitch is sick of me now. I bet little bitch is looking down now. So, fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of yellow if you don't like my flavor. Fuck the haters, fuck discriminators. Fuck all of yellow if you don't like my flavor.
Co-host to call in, but that's all right. That was Pump Up the Music by my group, the MSOP crew, and we got the other half of the MSOP crew here today. Skip us. Say hello to everyone. Yo, Skip us. Come in, Skipper. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. So, when we were doing Pump Up the Music, it seemed like everything flowed so perfectly together. But what some of the listeners might not know, I wrote my part for that song about a former employee and business partner that we used to work with that started talking shit. That was sort of my beef track to him. And you had these lyrics that just sort of seemed to go along with it. Do you remember what was going through your mind when you wrote those lyrics for that particular song?
No, I don't really remember. No.
All right. Well, moving on. We did another song together, which I'm about to play, the Orgy. And I know we talked last time you were on the station about how you're doing two albums at one time. And one of the things I was wondering, I think it'd be good to, if you're down for it, to do another version, like an acoustic version. Would you be interested in maybe doing an acoustic version of The Orgy at some point in time?
That'd be fun.
All right. Now, okay, hold on. We got a caller from the 732 coming caller. Come in.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Just calling in to support Skipper.
Nice. Alright, and all these songs that you're hearing tonight are going to be featured on the compilation, Idol Compilation Volume 1, along with so many other great artists. Now, without further ado, here is The Orgy.
Wow.
lips. Got me going crazy staring at your sexiness. Yeah, I'ma show you, bitch, I'm the best. When I suck your clit and smack your legs, when I go downtown, you'll start shaking. Let's go grab your boyfriend, should we both get some good bacon? Sucking, licking, rubbing, fucking, I'm all good for it. You know what I want, it's best you love. Show me a little something. Show me a little something. Drop them panties, I'm a fuck till I your lesbian fantasies. I'ma make you fall asleep, I'll give you exactly what you need. I may taste a little bit, but I won't stop till you finish. Oh no, yeah, most yeah, orgasms last such a spasm. Any whole body starts shit shaking when you butt naked. Nah, I'll never quit. Yeah, yeah, baby, I'm a Sagittarius. On the back of six sides in the whole world, yo. I won't ever stop till your body gets dumb, till your voice is gone. Till your pockets broke. Oh, when you're fast, you're walking through the door. Right then and there, they'll never want to leave you alone. But any mind, you be a one more. You don't talk shit, but I'm mostly on the go. I just act it. Why do you just ain't cutting it? I am a freaky chick. Yes, I know what I want. 8 inches is bigger, and I'll be a damn fuck. The kind of girl I get along with. A fresh mouth, porn stars, the most hip hop artists. Cause we're all perverts in our own way. If you damn for it, we can even role play. Just a four player, we can have an orgy. And you know, no, I'ma give it to you, ho. So come drip, drip. I'ma give it to ya, feels so good. I'll make you squirt. Nah, the hoes like you drip, drip. Pull up on the rainbow.
What's up, 71? What's your name and where you from?
This E. Ski from Tennessee.
Tennessee, what's up? What you got to say, buddy?
Man, I don't know. You know, I really just clogged in, man, just checking, man. And I see y'all was really on some Q&A's. So I was really just going to ask a question, but really you just asked the question I was trying to ask as far as collabo and, you know, and so on and so forth.
Well, I hear that, buddy. Do you do music yourself, buddy, or what?
Yeah, I'm an artist myself. I'm in the hip-hop, in the hip-hop era right
well,
now.
Well, I'm an artist as well as working the other end as well, so... We're always down for collabs, so just send us an email and we'll get something popping.
Yeah, that's definitely as far as
yeah, man, we'd love to have you on board, maybe on a future showcase, look.
Yeah, I got a little something going down toward Texas there. Really pretty much real here soon, man. Really, honestly, the 17th. I'm on the little showcase that the Swisher has got going on.
So give us some information on where can people copy music.
Hold on,
say
that one more time.
Music,
oh man, right now, man, I'm mainstream as far as just underground. You can go to Dat Piff and check me out. You know, as far as Facebook, you can find my music on Facebook too. Reverb Nation, East Get Going Ham. Yeah, that's both faith. Then I just released a mixtape June 29th, Consequences to the Game. You can find that on Dat Piff too.
Oh shoot, sure. Where can we find that mixtape, man? We just go to that the address you gave us or what? To find more information?
Yeah. Go to Dat Piff, you know, datpiff.com, Eski, that's Eski, Consequences to the Game. It's a follow up to the first Consequences that I just did. But it's real major, man. If you down in the Texas area, man, August the 17th, man, y'all come check me out in Houston, man, over there at Club Latina, man. Club Zone, Zona Latina.
Nice.
Yeah. You in the Austin area around September 12th,
we're going to try to get down to Houston. We're going to be possibly later this year. I think we're making a stop out in Dallas, so... that'll
yeah.
be something good.
Yeah, I got some stuff going with Lil Flip too. Well, we're still with Twitch House. I think that's the
good. Oh, you're working with Lil Flip.
Well, yeah, I got a me personally not with Lil Flip, but I'm on the Lil DJ Bad tour that DJ Reggie Red out of Twitch House put together. You know, I jumped on that tour with him on that Lil DJ Bad tour. So September the 12th, we in Houston or Austin. We're just networking, man. I'm like I said last time, you know, I'm open to network with anybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm universal with this music, man.
I hear that, man. So just give us an insight on more of your music. What you all about,
well,
man? Like,
Hey, well, that was a little bit of Skippa's interview, and on it, we also heard from the first time Easy, who actually was a surprise call-in, and then, as we know, we were speaking with Easy a little bit last week. We'll probably speak with him again soon. But, you know, sometimes it's definitely interesting when we get these people who call in because, you know, sometimes they call in become great future guests, be featured on compilations and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. What do we got coming up next?
Well, we are going to go over the time a bit, but for those who are listening, we'll also be able to catch the complete episode in our podcast. So make sure to download our podcast. And besides, we're just listening to it live because... there's some bonus stuff when you listen to the podcast on this episode. Like I said before, we had on that interview, we had asked Skippa about being part of the doing the segments on Skippalicious Fridays, and the first Skippalicious Friday was a very interesting Skippalicious Friday. This is Daryl Russ on the first ever Skippalicious Friday. And here's that episode for you. Coming momentarily.
Blog Talk Radio.
I can make your bed right, girl. She got that good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her for her attractive ass. And now we murderers because we kill time. I knock her lights out and she still shine. I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. But I keep her running back and forth. Cold as a winter's day, hot as a summer's eve. Young money thieves, steal your love and leave.
I like the way you walking if you walking my way. I'm that Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter, gutter, I put her under. I see me with her, no Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, cause she knows she bad. And I got a nigga grocery bag.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is a G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed right.
I'm at the W, but I can't meet you in the lobby. Girl, I gotta watch my bag, cause I'm not just anybody. I seen him stand in line just to get beside her. I let him see the Aston and let the rest surprise her. That's when we disappear and you need GPS to find her. Oh, that was your girl? I thought I recognized her.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed right.
Said I'm caged in, I think her conscience is, she watching that Oxygen, I'm watching ESPN, but when that show ends, she all on my skin, low chance, slow emotions, roller coaster in like back, forth, hold it, hold it, hold it. She posed like it for posters, and I poke like I'm supposed to. Take this photo if you for me, she said don't you ever show this. I'm too loyal and too focused to be losing and be hopeless. When I spoke this, she rejoiced it. Said your words give me open, so I closed it. Where your clothes is, I'm only loving for the moment. She ain't got a man, but she's not alone. Miss Independent, yeah, she got her own. Hey, gorgeous, flawless. Well, that's what you are, how I see it is how I call it. Yeah, look at how she walk. She know she bad. You do your thing, baby. I ain't even mad, and I ain't even fast. I'ma stay a while. Hold your head, Chris. I'ma take a
jam. Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue. Baby, wanna spend it all on you. Baby, my room is a G-spot. Call me Mr.
the Flintstones. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock, girl.
So it just kind of was in the blood. My mother was a singer, my dad played guitar and bass, and actually he played a Martin guitar, which I'm named after. My middle name is Martin.
Alright, alright. So tell us, before we play this song, Don't Remember Me, what was going on when you wrote this song, and how did this song come to be?
Well, it really came to be kind of strange because I'd gone to a music conference in Pennsylvania that I didn't really enjoy, but I had come in contact with the producer there, and we struck a chord with each other and handed my demo and so forth, and we met up at his studio outside of Washington, D.C., and he just said, hey, let's just come in. We'll just get a group going and see where things go. We had some great lyricists out of New York, and he had a track already going, and I said, well, here's the song. I picked the lyrics that I needed. Here's the first verse, bridge, and we went with it, and we laid it down, and that's kind of how it happened.
Alright, here it is. Don't Remember Me.
I try to be your everything, even promise things that I don't mean. I tried to fool my heart for you, but now I know that I've been so cruel. That I can change. I tried to hide it from my face. I told myself how I should be, but I could not be just what ain't me. Darling, yeah, and all this time.
And that is Don't Remember Me by Daryl Russ. Daryl, we have a question for you from our special guest co-host.
Hi. I was wondering what inspired you to become a singer?
Goodness, I don't know. I've done it since I was a kid. I just had that innate ability, and I just kind of always wanted to do it, and then... Well, I went through several different avenues of music and so forth, and this just kind of came together, and it came together kind of fast. You know, I liked all sorts of music growing up, so, you know, most of my favorite types of music were more of the R&B influenced artists from the 70s and 80s, and they're still
definitely a good era.
Yeah.
Growing in me now. So,
what artists have inspired you?
Well, one that has always inspired me, and we lost her on May 17th, 2012, was the late great Donna Summer. I had the honor of meeting this summer on a couple of occasions in New York City, and she was one inspiration. My parents, they played rock and roll and some country music. A local person who was pretty big from our area was the legendary Patsy Cline, and I liked the feeling that she emitted in her recordings, and she just felt that it was raw, it was real, she didn't need any tricks. Groups like the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, Tina Turner still drives me crazy. She's incredible. Singers like Nikki Thomas from Starship from the 70s and 80s, and George Michael, great voice. Elton John, love Elton John. They all just kind of give me that little spark.
Tell us about the song Everybody's Looking for Something.
Well, that was another one that I did with Blake Alvin. That's the gentleman that was the producer. And this was one that I did with his brother, same lyricist, and we went in and basically did the same thing. I had lyrics, and he had laid a track down, and I found the pattern, and I just went in, and I really liked the concept of the song, because, I mean, you know, it kind of spoke to me, because, like, you know, everybody is looking for something. We go through our entire lives looking for whatever it is that we're after, and even though it may be the elusive butterfly, we still seek it. And we may do it in vain, but we still keep going.
Right, right. Alright, here it is. Everybody's looking for something. Definitely love how you bring that old school R&B, really bringing it back to how it was when it began.
Oh, I love that song.
We look forward to having one or two of your songs on an upcoming compilation, Idol Compilation Volume 1.
Oh, great. Great. Appreciate that.
All right. Do we have a question from our special guest co-host? Apparently not.
Well, I'm an open book, so you know, ask away.
Well, there's something I actually been wanting on a political level that I found interesting that you both would have in common,
mm-hmm.
that I wanted to ask you both about.
Mm-hmm.
As an openly gay R&B singer and an openly bisexual female, what do you... this is a question for both of you. I'll let you answer first. What do you... how do you feel about what's been going on with the Supreme Court and trying to get gay marriage legalized around the country?
Well, personally, I'm for it, whether we're gay or not gay. I mean, you know, from a legal standpoint, you know, I think that, you know, two people who are committed to each other should be able to, you know, really see, you know, a commitment in the eyes of the state, the country, because so many things, they have no real legal protection as a, you know, a regular married couple would have.
Definitely. And Skip, what do you think?
I'm for it because I think anyone that's in love or in a relationship should be able to get married.
Absolutely. I mean, love is love, you know. I'm sorry.
Definitely. Love is love. And our group that we are in together, MSFP Crew, stands firmly on we believe that everyone should have the right to marry who they want, no matter what.
Yeah. Just be happy. To be honest with me, I can't be worried what everybody else is doing. I've got too much to worry about myself. So why would I be worried about what's going on in someone else's home as long as they're happy?
Right. And that's the way it should be. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, the United States has, you know, brought together on the right to seek happiness. That's one of the ground rules in this country, and yet we kind of don't get to do it.
Yeah. It's interesting, just everything that is in the way of civil rights that has gone on this year between trying to get the gay marriage legalized, and then which seemed like steps in the right direction, but then we had steps in the wrong direction because of messed up laws where a domestic abuser can just
Alright, and we are about to have someone very special on the line in a second.
Hello. Hi, Matt.
Hey. You're on the air making your radio debut on Big Stats Idol Hour.
Do what?
Say hello to the nation.
Hi.
Hey, I had promised, and we had got your voicemail earlier that, we'd catch up with you, we had played Skippa's, interview and she has become known as Miss MSFP, but way before she was Miss MSFP, there was an original Miss MSFP, the actual co-founder of MSFP, you.
Yeah.
We had talked about, I know we've talked about, and hopefully sometime within the next year we could actually start getting to work on this, and maybe you can even make an appearance on a future Idol compilation CD that our station sponsors. But definitely we'd like to, and I know that you were very particular in when it comes to your own recording music when it comes time to get your first single out there, that I'm the one who's producing it and engineering it.
Well, thanks.
So what have you been up to these days?
Going to school. Got married to my honey.
That's right. We did a tribute episode and to you guys on the on our 69th episode of our YouTube show Radio MSFP.
Yep.
And I know that that you're also coming back for the that you're also coming back and being the guest interviewer in interviewing my group, the MSFP crew, on the 70th episode coming up pretty soon. I know that that's going to be an interesting interview that's very much anticipated.
Yes, it is. She wanted to
Sounds like it's been an exhausting day.
Do what?
Sounds like it's been an exhausting day.
In a rough moment, every time I met.
What was that?
That guy's weird. Cool beach. Yay! Now I can go home and study.
I know, I know when we first started the company, we decided we also wanted to unionize dancers, and that was something that you were really passionate about with the dancing and stuff.
I think dancing is just part of art, part of expression of who you are.
Dancing, music, it's a form of expression. I have my own foundation that I'm trying to found. People can... who are listening on the air can find out about that on my website at msfpinc.com.
Hola.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and maybe sometime later after we record some music or when you have a project that you want to promote. I'll have you back in, and we could have like a full interview with you.
Yeah, no, anytime.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye, y'all.
Bye. And that was Emily, and Nat. Now we're about to go into overtime. So make sure to continue listening afterwards, because we're about to show you our episode with Liko Brown. So make sure to listen to the podcast.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. It is Matt Big Stats Frankel, and you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. In a few, we're going to have Liko Brown come in for an interview. But while we wait, let's hear a little bit of Liko Brown. This is Supercharged.
Yeah. I'm past beyond turned up.
Supercharged. And I believe we have Lico Brown on the line right now. Come in.
Hey, 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 what's up, world? What's going on, New York? It's your boy Lico Brown checking in from studio down here in the A-Town, man. What's good? What's up, Big Stack?
What's up? Now tell us about that song, Supercharged, a real club banger.
Oh, man, thank you, man. Basically, you know, we just having fun, man. We just celebrating success, you know, just turning up, man, with the cars and, you know, and the money. So that's it. You know what I mean? Just have a good time, good banger, like you said.
So when did you first start getting into music and writing music?
I've been writing music for over half my life. I probably got serious after graduation. You know, got to figure out what you're going to do as a man, because it's over with. You graduated, you turned 18, so I was blessed to be in the surroundings I was in. And, you know, I just took advantage of my opportunity, man. And I always loved the craft of writing, though, being able to put your thoughts down and paint a picture.
All right. Now tell us about this song, SWAT.
Oh, man, see, that's an A-Town cut. It's just a high-energy song. People in New York may not understand it, but it's an area in Atlanta. It's an area of Atlanta called Southwest Atlanta. We call it the SWATs. You may have known it been put on the map by Goody Mob. Southwest Atlanta Too Strong. It's an acronym. It's called the SWATs. So SWAT is, you know, a shout-out to my hood, our hood, and we just going hard, man, high octane. That's a banger in my neighborhood, man. They play that in the club, and, you know, security and everybody is on high alert.
All right. Here it is, the debut of on Big Stat Seidel Hour of SWAT.
Yeah.
This one for the bowls. Yeah, man. Hey, this one for right between the west side and the south side. You got my side.
I'll
be my
motherfucking payroll. Yeah, yeah, man. Hey. We proud about beach, man.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Southwest.
Hey.
Hey,
Fuck them niggas, I'm right here. Fuck plays, we gettin' it off the rail.
game here, what? The deal roll, cascade, what? The pain roll, what? Yeah, what? Yeah, holy about that action, cash is my affection, pop some shots, give me an erection, I can do transgression, it's like a blessing, I live by the code, nigga, with me it's no confessing, I stay in false mode, nigga, fuck you thinking, niggas over here been drinking, pop, wow. Leaking down on eating, both of feet, for no apparent reason, yo. Jackson's yo. In the backyard, and Franklin's yo. In the ball, yo. You hear that bird call, what?
Now, my diehard fans would know that I balance doing this radio show, doing YouTube shows, being an artist, and running my own company. I understand that you do the same. How do you go about, you know, when you're running your label to when you're being an artist? How do you differentiate and how do you balance it out?
Well, you just have to wear the hat that fits the next situation. You know, you got to take each situation one at a time. And, you know, I pretty much make my music, get my music to a point, and then I'm done with music. Now I'm creating the situation with the music, this placement, any kind of distribution to whoever. And then I facilitate that business. Book the show when it's time to show, then bam, I'm back. I'm the artist, you know. So it's just you take each step as it goes, and especially when you're independent and your team is small or you don't have a team. Like a lot of guys underestimate their own ability. Man, I'm a multitasking dude. You know, I can do. I'm worth, like on the Supercharge song, when I say I'm worth 10 of you. You know what I mean? I am, because I can do more jobs that it takes to be successful than just the artist.
Right. And speaking of distributing and getting music out there, we have our Idol Compilation Volume 1, which we'll talk more about after we get off the air one-on-one. But what song could the fans expect to hear on that compilation?
Oh, man, they definitely going to hit a Supercharge, man. Supercharge is tearing up the streets, tearing up the nation, man. I got a couple calls about some endorsement. You know, that song there is the last jam of the summer, baby. You know what I mean? When we get into this winter and this fall season, you know, it's football season. I got a single called Make 'em Fumble. You hear that? It's a double entendre because it has literal meaning as far as the physical hit, but it has meaning as far as just my effort that you can't thwart, no matter your effort against me. You know what I mean? If you against me, I'm gonna make you fumble. You know what I mean? That's the mentality. So, I mean, I got a catalog. I can't wait to drop on this world, man. I just want these people to stay with me, give me that honest feedback on all my links, and tell me you don't like it. You know, I can take it. I really want to hear the feedback this go round, you know, because I'm going to be here for a minute. So let's get to know each other.
All right. Speaking of songs on your catalog, tell us about Doing It Death.
Oh, man, see that song, see? Now, that's for the grown folk now, you know. I'm talking nasty. that's one for my dad. I got a lot of lady friends that dance, you know. So, you know, they got. When you're from Atlanta, you understand. You know, you're in the home, the capital of the strip
clubs. Oh, and you're
in
the West Coast, you understand too. My,
you know,
my group. I'm in a co-ed duo, and my partner Skipa. She has a solo track on there What was that solo track you had on there? Say the name? She has a song about being eaten out called Eat Me Out. And then as a group, we also have a song called The Orgy. So we know about
You feel all me? Right, so, I mean, it ain't for everyone, but, hey, man, you know, salute all the dancers in the nation, man. Them the new age, real rich hustlers, man. I don't care what you say. And it's a part of the struggle, too. So, you know, I understand the struggle of the grind of that, man. You know, salute y'all, man. When y'all here doing it to death, please drop it.
All right. Here it is. Doing it to death.
Yeah, boy, spend that money on them girls, man.
Yeah, I guess rock stars party like D. Like D. What a drink. What a weed. Some stout. Popping in a thong. Got a player with a bone. I wanna take her home like damn, girl.
Get It Done Enterprise. Get it done, enterprise. And it's self-explanatory. That's the mentality. That's the way we rock it. You know, we abbreviate it GID, you know what I mean? And let me break down what a G is, just in case you don't know. A G is a person who just will not be deterred from accomplishment. Whatever it is that's on your agenda to get it done, you do that, and you don't let the naysayers and the ones that try to distract and down you and all that stop you. So anyone can be it, you know. Now, it's traditionally known as gangsters when you say G. And as far as Leeko Brown in particular, it has that implication as well. But in general, for the masses, it's really just the mentality of not being stopped in your agenda. So let's get it done in a nutshell.
So I know you touched on it lightly, but how did you fully get into, come up with your name?
My artist name or my company?
Well, I guess both. I was going to ask about the artist name, but let's hear about both.
Okay, well, as far as the artist name, when you handle business, you see people's government names, so I'm not ashamed to let the world know my government name is Leroy Kaufman. So I just took the first letters of my first name and the first letters of my last name, and I put it together, you know. So it's still me, but, it's a difference, a slight difference. But I didn't want one of those names that, you know, gangster, slick, and player this, and, you know, because I know that's limited. So I wanted to make it hip-hop, make it creative. And that's how I came with it, you know. Brown just comes from, you know, that's me when you look at me. I'm brown, you know.
Well, that's tough.
And as far as like the label, the company get it done, you know, that was just the mentality, because I've been in the game a little while now, and I've been in a lot of situations. We had deals before, different things didn't pan out because, in my opinion, things just were not getting done on the execution end. And out of that frustration, I just made it my point to make my stamp, my presence, my entire agenda to be on the execution of these plans, see them through to all the way to Z, so that you can see what it is that worked, what didn't work, make replacements and adjustments, and then re-attack. And that's how we own it.
Definitely. All right. For those who are tuning in again, and tuning in a little later, we're talking to Leeko Brown, and we're going to now replay Super Chart that's still to be found on the Ivy Populate album, Volume 1. Here is Supercharged.
Yeah. I'm past beyond turned up. I'm supercharged. Yeah. Everything in my house and around my yard, it's supercharged. Don't worry about this money, worry about this car, it's supercharged. Every time I go so hard, I'm supercharged. Every time I go so hard, I'm supercharged. Everything in my house and around my yard, it's supercharged. Don't worry about this money, worry about this car, it's supercharged. Every time I go so hard, I'm supercharged. Every time I go so hard, I'm supercharged.
Man, I supercharge my old school, blow by your new school. I build the race on my iPhone, then put your loss on YouTube. I got a boat moving at jet ski, and I'm iced up like Gretzky. I rap and I trap, get to that money they shouldn't have let me. I be balling NBA jams, both thumbs on fire. I be burning up that cash, and I will not retire. I'm a bloodhound for that money. Briefcase for my money, extra loss on my money. You hate Nick so funny and lame.
Everything in my house and around my yard, it's supercharged. Don't worry about this money, worry about this car, it's supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
Everything in my house and around my yard.
It's supercharged.
Don't worry about this money, worry about this car.
It's supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard. I'm supercharged.
Everything in my house and around my yard. It's supercharged. Don't worry about this money, worry about this car. It's supercharged. Every time I go so hard. Every time I go so hard. I'm supercharged. Cash, play, hustle, work. Cash, play, hustle, work. Hustle, work. Hustle, work. Cash, play, hustle. Man, I be playing around with that paper. Cutting all of my dawn. Me and my dog smoking no acres. And sipping on Citron. Checking that liquor with Citron. Get them girls blueberry bombs. See, I'm super cheap. You super weak. Swear you gotta pay, get them hold free. But I speak, and she smile. Then she go the extra mile. Twerking like twerk team. And it's working. Don't think about cash now. Brown bottles, clear bottles. Smart bag on full throttle. That's a pack of models on full bobble. Full gargle, full swallow. Superstar, at least that. Supercharged, I'm beasting. My paper thick. I'm trying to get it done while you sleeping. I'm revved up and I'm tapped up and I'm geeked up. And you know this. I'm a supercharged superstar. Have mercy, and it's my brand new hit.
Everything in my house and around my yard. Don't worry about this money, worry about this car. Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged. Edison, Box Chevy, Hill to Rock, on rally feet. I supercharged that VAC, grip streak on them GTs. High torque and horsepower. Paid for with that hard work. I crank my shit from in house and I hop in high burn turn. Turned up to the max. That means I'm supercharged, man. I'll be burning strags. Them gas packs for that. Oh my god, she poking out her bag. And that ball bounce like a sing along. I hit her up on the back. She need one little bit go home. Supercharged my hustle. Now I'm the president. And getting done is my swag. And my stats, she is my evidence. I'm worth 10 of you niggas. My energy is so through the roof. My show so supercharged. Just check my YouTube. When I hit your city, my campaign you won't miss. Front row of my concert, juice boots like Sun Kiss. Hip hop, I run this, run circles round these rap cats. Centron and Hennessy, what you niggas know about that? When I hit your city, my campaign you won't miss. Front row of my concert, juice boots like Sun Kiss. Hip hop, I run this, run circles round these rap cats. Centron and Hennessy, what you niggas know about that? Super, 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 super.
And that was Supercharged by Liko Brown. We're almost out of time, so Liko, what song should we fade out with today?
From me?
Yeah, what song should we end the show with today?
I don't know what records do you have on me. Do you have Major Work?
I have I don't have that one in right on the board. I have Doing a Death, Supercharged, and SWAT.
Oh man, one thing about it, man, Supercharged is the song that came to change the game. You know, I'm putting new lingo in the street, man. You know, we beyond turned up, man. We supercharged, so you might as well hit them again, dead in their face.
All right, here it is again. Supercharged.
Yeah.
I'm past beyond turned up.
Swag.
Supercharged. Yeah. Everything in my house and around my yard.
It's supercharged.
Don't worry about this money, worry about this car.
It's supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
Everything in my house and around my yard.
Don't
worry about this money, worry about this car.
It's supercharged.
Every time I go so hard.
I'm supercharged.
on YouTube. I got a boat moving at jet ski, and I'm iced up like Gretzky. I rap and I trap, get to that money, they shouldn't have let me. I be ballin' NBA Jam, both thumbs on fire. I be burning up that cash, and I will not retire. I'm a bloodhound for that money,
money.
Briefcase for my money,
money.
Extra lots on my money,
money.
You hate niggas so funny and lame.
Everything in my house and around my yard, it's supercharged.
Don't worry about this money, worry about this car,
it's supercharged.
Every time I go so hard,
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard,
I'm supercharged.
Everything in my house and around my yard,
it's supercharged.
Don't worry about this money, worry about this car,
it's supercharged.
Every time I go so hard,
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard, I'm supercharged.
Everything in my house and around my yard, it's supercharged. Don't worry about this money, worry about this car, it's supercharged. Every time I go so hard,
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard, I'm supercharged. Cash, play, hustle, get work. Cash, play, hustle, work. Hustle, work. Hustle, work. Cash, play, hustle.
Man, I'll be playing around with that paper. Cuts all of my thumb, me and my dog smoking no acres. And sipping on Cintron, chasing that liquor with Cintron. Get them girls blueberry bombs. See, I'm super G and you super weak. Swear you gotta pay, get them hold it free. But I speak, and she smile. Then she go the extra mile. Twerking like the twerk team, and it's working. I'm thinking about cashing out. Brown bottles, clear bottles. Model pack on full throttle. That's a pack of models on full bobble. Full gargle, full swallow. Superstar, at least that. Supercharged, I'm beasting. My paper thick, I'm trying to get it done while you sleeping. I'm revved up and I'm amped up and I'm geeked up and you know this. I'm a supercharged superstar. Have mercy, and this my brand new hit.
Everything in my house and around my yard,
it's supercharged.
Don't worry about this money, worry about this car,
it's supercharged.
Every time I go so hard,
I'm supercharged.
Every time I go so hard,
I'm supercharged.
87, Fox Chevy, L to Brock on rally feet. I supercharged that V8G grip street from them GTs. High torque and horsepower, paid for with that hard work. I crank my shit from in the house and I hop in and I burn turf. Turned up to the max, that means I'm supercharged, man. I'll be burning strags and them gas packs and that, oh my god, she poking out of the back. And that ball bounces like a sing along. I hit her from the back. She ain't even won't let her then go home. Supercharged my hustle. Now I'm the president and get it done. It's my swag and my stat sheet is my evidence. I'm worth 10 of you niggas. My energy so through the roof, my show so supercharged. Just check my YouTube when I hit your city. My campaign you won't miss. Front row of my concert, juice boots like Sun Kiss. Hip hop, I run this, run circles round these rap cats. Cintron and Hennessy, what you niggas know about that? When I hit your city, my campaign you won't miss. Front row of my concert, juice boots like Sun Kiss. Hip hop, I run this, run circles round these rap cats. Cintron and Tennessee, what you niggas know about that? Super charged.
Now is the interview with Lico Brown. I wanted to thank you guys if you have stayed through for all of this. And I want to leave you with two songs. One is going to be our new theme song starting on the 29th. It'll be the new theme song that you'll hear at the beginning of every episode. Of the Big Stats Idol Hour. The other song is a song by Big Mook, and it's called Ray Charles Swag. It's been a fan favorite. It's a song that both myself and my co-host Jason Artola have loved, and you'll be able to buy it for yourselves pretty soon on iTunes because it will be on Idol Compilation Volume 1. This is Ray Charles Swag.
With me, my yard niggas are sprayer. We so big, LeBron, we wave. Quick to give a nigga a mullet, a shave. I don't beef about money, I grind to get paid. Even my love mama wouldn't work for minimum wage.
Big Mook. Now the debut, which you guys have heard this song on the station before, but I'm proud to announce that it's now going to be the theme song starting on the 29th of this month. It starts to become the theme song for the rest of this year and a little bit of next year. That this will be the theme song for the show here. It is Got 'Em Lookin' by the MSFP crew featuring Primo.
Yeah.
got you looking. Ha, ha, I got you looking. All eyes on me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My triple nap, bruh, that whole Benz lit. Acting like you on my team, when you's a lying shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swishing, like a chef. My verse is cooking, when I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault, now she hooking. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent, for the bookin'. Yeah.
I'm Matt Franco, a.k.a. Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP. Does that look you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the NSFP crew. And all the chicks they want it through. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do. Ooh yeah, hey. It's to the beat, up on this track. You be up in the club, kicking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't get it too warm, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lesson experiment, you never go past the action section. I'll baby wait in the back, I'll make it come so hard. You like, ooh yeah, dance skipper, you real bad. Dance skipper, you real bad.
Be easy. Got him on this one. And that was Got Him Looking. If you've been listening at up to this point, again, I want to thank you guys. And tune in tomorrow, where we will be talking with Big Mook. Peace.